The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. We're finally drying out, but boy, was it cold this morning. I don't think I'm ready for winter, but anyway, it's a great day, and it is an honor and a privilege to be your host this afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Central Ohio has been watching with great interest the trial of Quentin Smith, the man who shot and killed two Westerville police officers. The trial ended yesterday with closing arguments. The jury began deliberating this morning after 45 minutes of instructions from the judge, and in about 2 to 2.5 hours, the jury returned, and Quentin Smith has been found guilty on all charges, including those carrying death penalty specifications. So he has been found guilty on all charges. And the death penalty phase of the trial will begin this coming Monday morning at 9:30. And purely an assumption on my part, and certainly a non-professional assumption on my part, but I would assume he will be given the death penalty. Now, sadly, that doesn't mean much in our current judicial system. I am a firm proponent of capital punishment. If it is absolutely clear that the individual is guilty, and in this case, there is no doubt. There is no doubt whatsoever that he did it. In fact, he has admitted that he shot and killed the police officers, but his defense was he was scared, he didn't know what he was doing, and didn't know they were police, and it was almost like a self-defense. That's obviously not true. So I would be absolutely in favor of the death penalty in this case. I am a proponent. And by the way, I believe it's biblical, both Old Testament and New Testament. However, biblically, one of the major reasons for capital punishment, he that sheds blood, his blood shall be shed, is to be a deterrent. If Quentin Smith is sentenced to death, it will be at least 15 to 20 years before the execution actually comes about. at least 15 to 20 years. And in 15 to 20 years, there is no deterrent. The aspect of deterrence is gone. Now imagine 15 to 20 years from now, how many people will actually remember this case? How many other criminals will be impacted by this? You know, hey, I don't want to shoot a police officer because they could kill me, you know, in 3 months. So I think that is a terrible flaw in our judicial system right now. Should there be an opportunity for appeals? Of course. We are a mercy-loving people. Of course there should be an opportunity for appeals, but 15 to 20 years, no. So we'll see, and I don't think it will take long for a determination to be made whether he is sentenced to death or not. Again, the death penalty phase begins Monday morning at 9:30. But even if he is sentenced to death, it doesn't mean a whole lot, unfortunately. Hey, here is a public service announcement. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Joy and I were having lunch. My phone rings. Well, anymore, if my cell phone goes off, it's about a 90% chance it's going to be a scam call. Probably 90%. But I answered. And the minute I answered, I get a recorded message. This is the Social Security Administration, and we are calling you to tell you because of blah, 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 your Social Security number has been suspended. You need to contact us immediately. It's a scam. Several local TV stations are sending out alert. Here's one. If someone calls you or leaves you a voicemail threatening to suspend or cancel your Social Security number, it is a scam. Hang up and don't call back. It's worth saying again, if someone calls you or leaves you a voicemail, hang up and don't call back. Pass it on to your family and friends. Social Security does not call you and tell you that your Social Security number has been suspended. There are several actions afoot in Ohio and federally to stop these robocalls, these scam calls. With the technology that is available today, seems to me, again, I'm not an expert on anything, but it seems to me we have the technology available to stop this stuff. I think that usually I am savvy enough to tell whether it's a scam call or not. I think usually. But senior citizens, older people, and I don't mean this in a derogatory manner, just a factual manner, some people are just very trusting. Some people are incredibly naive. And as I've said before, the only reason these bogus emails continue coming from Nigeria and these bogus phone calls keep coming is because occasionally they work. If they didn't work, if people didn't fall for it, they would stop. It takes time, effort, and money to put together these scams. And if people were not falling for it, they would just simply go away. But the fact that they don't go away is an indication, at least sometimes, in fact, they work enough to make it valuable to the scammers who are doing this. So anyway, be aware. If you get an email from some poor widow in Nigeria that's trying to get rid of $27 million, it's a scam. If you get a phone call from the IRS, it probably is a scam. Be careful, be wise, and unfortunately, I have to tell you, Be suspicious. Yeah. All right. Bob Rennie Live will continue.
Bob Bernie Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And it seems like the unified front that is often portrayed in the LGBTQ community here in Central Ohio is fraying at best and self-destructing at worst. Most of you know, Central Ohio has one of the largest and most active LGBTQ communities in America. Stonewall Columbus, one of the leading homosexual activist organizations, is extremely strong and very large here in Central Ohio, and has been for many years. And there is usually this understanding, assumption, that the homosexual, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community is walking in lockstep with each other with great unity. Well, no longer. A couple of years ago at the Gay Pride Parade, back in 2017, there were four black trans activists who came to be known as Black Pride 4, decided they were going to protest the Gay Pride Parade. Now, up till now, people who claim to be trans, now, again, you folks are a little smarter than the average bear, and so you know that scientifically there is no such thing as transgenderism or transsexualism. It doesn't exist. Confusion, sexual dysphoria, yes. Transgenderism, no. Again, there is no scientific evidence whatsoever that it even exists. Some people are confused about their gender identity, sexual identity, yes. But anyway, the trans community has been very much a part of the LGBT, the T stands for transgender, LGBTQ community. But back in 2017, these four black transgender activists decided they were going to protest basically their own parade. Because, again, the parade is for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and so on. But they did not think that Stonewall Columbus, which is the overwhelming organizer and sponsor of the Gay Pride Parade, these black activists did not think that Stonewall was supporting them enough. So they tried to block the parade. So, again, you have people who call themselves trans trying to block the gay and trans parade. Stonewall Columbus called police. Said, hey, these people are trying to block our parade. The police showed up, and these four activists became very belligerent with police. According to police records, one of them tried to gain access to the weapon of one of the police officers. One of the police officers was injured twice in the melee, and these four activists were all arrested and charged with several crimes. They were all found guilty of one crime or another. And at that time, 2 years ago, Stonewall Columbus supported the police. After all, these people were disorderly. They were trying to stop the parade. They basically attacked police. And again, according to police records, at least one of them tried to get to the gun of one of the police officers. Very, very, very serious. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I reported to you that one of the larger trans organizations here in Columbus separated themselves from Stonewall. They said, hey, you don't, they said, you don't care about us. And so we're going to take our party and we're going to go someplace else. So they very publicly, not distanced them, they separated themselves from Stonewall Columbus. Well, that created quite a bit of negative press for Stonewall Columbus and the gay community here in Columbus. Well, as of yesterday, Stonewall Columbus released a statement acknowledging their missteps in the 2017 Pride protest. The LGBTQ organization Stonewall apologized to the Black Pride 4, who were arrested for blocking the Pride parade. So Stonewall said, this is bad PR. And so they issued a formal apology. Now get this, not to the police. And again, one of the police officers was injured, required treatment. So Stonewall turned on the police and apologized to the what this group that came to be known as the Black Pride 4. So Stonewall thought, well, that'll settle things. Yeah, no. One of the members of the Black Pride 4 said, quote, apology not accepted. Make a concerted effort to contact us and negotiate some sort of compensation and a reinvigorated dedication to the LGBT community as a whole. Addressing trauma for the event, one of the Black Pride 4 members said he remembers people cheering as he was dragged away by police after being hit by mace. Now, who was cheering? The gay pride people. So, in other words, you have one group of transgender individuals protesting against the rest of the transgender, gay, lesbian, bisexual. The four are arrested and dragged away, and their fellow LGBTQ people are cheering as they are dragged away. Another member of the Black Pride 4 said Stonewall's apology happened because they're bleeding community support. It's not because they have remorse. It's about the community starting to break rank. I have said this before. These LGBTQ activists are some of the most vicious people you will ever meet. They're now turning on each other.